In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Let us be attentive. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Therefore the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, Is not this he who sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. He said, I am he. Therefore they said to him, How were your eyes opened? He answered and said, A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and I received sight. Then they said to him, Where is he? He said, I do not know. They brought him who formerly was blind to the Pharisees. Now it was the Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also asked him again how he had received his sight. He said to them, He put clay on my eyes. I washed, and I see. Therefore some of the Pharisees said, This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, How can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was a division among them. They said to the blind man again, What do you say about him because he opened your eyes? He said, He is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called the parents of him who had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind, but by what means he now sees, we do not know. Or who opened his eyes, we do not know. He is of age, ask him. He will speak for himself. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if anyone confessed that he was the Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, He is of age, ask him. So they again called the man who was blind and said to him, Give God the glory, we know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. Then they said to him again, What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I told you already that you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, You are his disciples, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses. As for this fellow, we do not know where he is from. The man answered and said to them, Why, this is a marvelous thing that you do not know where he is from, yet he has opened my eyes. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. Since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opened the eyes of one who was born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered and said to him, You are completely born in sins, and you are teaching us. And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found them, he said to him, Do you believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. And then he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. Glory to thee, O Christ, God, and our hope, glory to thee. In the Gospel lesson prescribed for this sixth Sunday after Pascha, we encounter yet another mystery or sign which points us to the kingdom of God that is real and imminent and is entered among us in the person of Jesus Christ. And we encounter seven of these such signs in St. John's Gospel, the other ones being the changing of the water into wine, the curing of the man's son who was infirm in Capernaum, the healing of the paralytic, the feeding of the multitudes, Jesus walking on water, and, perhaps the most definitive and dramatic, the raising of Lazarus. Here we are told of the encounter between the man blind from birth and the Lord himself. And there are two beautiful lessons that we take away from this encounter. The first is the most obvious one, and it is the primary reason we have this lesson situated in the post-Paschal period, which is the reality of illumination. The man, blind from birth, is really a symbol, or even a stand-in, for the rest of us, fallen humanity who move around in the darkness of a fallen world. Our ability to discern, experience, and know the good, the true, and the beautiful is obscured by sin and evil, which deforms and corrupts the world and all that is in it. The darkness is revealed in the blindness of the man who has known no other existence, just like us. It is likewise revealed in the visceral reaction, the rejection the world has to the light. The stand-in in this case are the religious authorities who reject the miracle of light, of sight, of illumination, because it violates the law protecting the sacredness of the Sabbath. And it is for this reason that Jesus elsewhere admonishes these authorities and us, reminding them and us that the Sabbath was made for man and not vice versa. The idea being that these commandments, the divine law, are designed and intended to draw us closer to our Creator and keep us close, not drive us away. In our smallness and inability to see the light, we reject it, and all the worse when we do so for religious reasons. This symbol of illumination is situated here in the sixth week after Pascha exactly because it points to the mystery of holy illumination, the light of Christ that illumines all, the light that illumines us in baptism, the light that literally opens the eyes of the blind. Christian catechumens were and are typically received into the church on Holy Saturday, which is exactly what we did here at St. Nicholas, in the middle of a pandemic, no less. And so all the lessons the church prescribes for us in the weeks following reinforce that mystery of illumination, that reality that Christ is the Son of God, who is real and alive and walked among us, that the kingdom of God is imminent and real and radically close. And in fact, it is this truth that we are introduced to in the very well-known opening chapter of St. John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came as a witness to bear witness of the light, that through him all might believe. He was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, and to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The other key lesson that we take away from this beautiful image of the man whose eyes were opened for the first time, whose eyes discern the light for the first time, is the idea of cooperation with God. Jesus, when questioned by his disciples about what is essentially the state of the man's soul, was he blind from birth due either to his own sin or that of his parents, Jesus gives the radical answer of neither. Instead, through God's divine providence, the truth is revealed through the unlikely example of the man blind from birth. And Jesus' healing of the man demands that, even as God operates, the man being healed must cooperate. Jesus makes the clay. The man must wash his eyes. Jesus offers the ultimatum that so long as he is in the world, the light will be brought into the world. And the man responds to this with trust that Jesus, a person he does not even know, will heal him. Jesus offers the man sight, and the man testifies to the truth of the miracles under repeated and disrespectful questioning by the religious authorities, which leads to one of the more humorous parts of the gospel, where the man chides his accusers, asking them if they want to be Jesus' disciples, and I smile every time I read that. Healing and light and truth are offered to us, if only we can accept them and act upon them and cooperate with the living God who is the light of the world. In cooperating with him, we co-minister with him, not only receiving that light, that holy illumination, but also offering a reflection of that light to others around us. And in so doing, like the man born blind, but whose sight is given to him by the author of life, we become witnesses to the truth of Christ, the kingdom of God, and the light which illumines all. Like this man, let us offer thanksgiving and praise to the most compassionate Christ who shows us the light, together with his Father who is without beginning, and is all holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever, and into the ages of ages. Amen. Christ is risen. God bless you all.